Europe.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? It's your boy, the DJ Spit Some, and we are live on Street Monsters Radio. Coming up, we do have Afro-Explicit. Now, if you guys do not know about Afro-Explicit, you are definitely about to find out. But you already know how I like to get down, man. This is Too Tall with Demons. Keep it locked.
It's been a long time that I don't get sleep with demons in my head. It's been a long grind, they try to repeat but don't know what I know. I let my phone die, got tired of seeing niggas just leave me on break. I'm catching the wrong vibe, I'm up in this bitch just cause you get lit. It's been a long time since I done got sleep with demons in my head. It's been a long grind, they try to repeat but don't know what I know. I let my phone die, got tired of seeing niggas just leave me on break. I'm catching the wrong vibe, when I see them it's on sight. We do not fuck with no hoes, my whole game just throw up the look. If you cannot find it, you lost. My life so I spend what it cost. I tripped on this bitch on some sus. Come buy your boss, I'm the boss. I keep me a cool like a farmer. Bitch just wanna fuck me the most. Fuck you on my own time. I'm high as my own life. With some niggas that bang slime. Cross them out here outline. She a double the friends night. 100 pennies, that's 10 times. Dead in time till a dual crime. Take your life, don't fuck with mine. You a real if you solid, bitch, niggas go pee. Got one eye like a pirate, got she when I see. Hit his bitch on the back, make her get on her knees. He ain't trapped her real past, that shit got in his head. I'ma count up the racks, all I see is the green. Told that bitch to sit back, all these niggas go pee. Got my phone, I just tap cash on me, watch it ring. Make it rain, if it clap, paper gone, so I hit. My chain look like a rope, that might dry, need a boat. I'm so high, I just float. Pop a pill, just a coat. In the sky, need a scope. We just stable my coat. If I go, leave a note. People say I'm the GOAT. Ain't no reason to vote. I'm unique, fuck a quote. Take this blessing, I sold. Bitch, just stay doing the most. Cash for pull up and go. Niggas scared when a pro. Lashes up when a toe. Off this shit, I'm a go. It's been a long time that I don't get sleep with demons in my head. It's been a long grind, they try to repeat but don't know what I said. I let my phone die, got tired of seeing niggas just leave me on break. I'm catching the wrong vibe, I'm up in this bitch just cause you feel it. It's been a long time since I done got sleep with demons in my head. It's been a long grind, they try to repeat but don't know what I said. I let my phone die, got tired of seeing niggas just leave me on break. I'm catching the wrong vibe, when I see them it's on sight.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
What's happening? That last track right there was Too Tall, that is holding it down from Charlotte, North Carolina, man. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at TheOfficialSpitSomeRadio, that is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be artist. That is spelled STITSUMRADIO at gmail.com. We went to Charlotte, so let's go ahead and go to Asheville. This is Deuce MCG with Cold Winter. Keep it locked.
Hey, true enough, man. All December, all January, all February. Finally can let go. I am not weak, but I know I'm not strong. To the wind off in pain, I just need all your promises. If not for you, then for me, show me something. It's gonna be a cold, 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 cold. Oh, it's gonna be a cold, 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 cold. You don't even really care if it is bad. You just scared to take the stairs, baby. Whoa, like the elevator's down and your heart begins to pound and it doesn't make a sound.
pills on that white linen. That's when that she get the low feeling. All blue, she know she knew it'd be a cold winter. We start running away from demons cause they both in us. Lord knows I got a heartbeat that can take a little. 10 toes, my feet is cold, but I'm tanny nigga. Give a chance, we'll give a chance, but I'm still with you. Give a chance, I give a chance, all you do is bicker. No, that's not fair, not to me. Cause no one can bandage all the scars that you leave. Don't you probably my problem. I need you to notice me. No, I don't wanna leave, baby, I can barely breathe. But you don't even really care, baby. Man. You just scared to take the stairs, baby. Whoa. Like the elevator's down and your heart begins to pound and but doesn't make a sound. Finally can let go. I am not weak, but I know I'm not strong. You don't win off in pain. I just need all your promises. If not for you, then for me. Show me something. It's gonna be a cold, 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 cold winter. Oh, it's gonna be a cold, 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 cold winter. You don't even really care, baby. Hey. You just scared to take the stairs, baby. Whoa. Like the elevator's down and your heart begins to pound and but doesn't make a sound.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers. Beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
What's happening? What's happening? For those who's just now tuning in, this is Street Monsters Radio, and I am your host, the DJ Spitzone. Coming up at 9:15, we have Afro Explicit. You feel me? We will be discussing life in general, but you already know how we do, man. This next song right here, we just went to Asheville, so let's go ahead and bring it back down to Charlotte. Coming up next, this is Donkey Cartel with Intro. Keep it locked. Long live dope.
CMF, nigga, this little donk in this bitch, man. Convicted felon with a weapon, man. I'm bringing that bitch straight to y'all, nigga. Charlotte, stand up, nigga. West side, south side, north side, nigga. East side, nigga, y'all fuck with me on this bitch.
Man, this little donkey bitch, and I'm from Charlotte. Whip down with this 40, perfect picture like a target. Hit the club 50 deep and everyone retarded. We ain't come to shut it down, we gon' turn up the whole party. Bad bitches on my dick, cause they know I fuck a rod. But when killing this bitch, you know he cut him in the hardest. Ever seen a grown man do the nay-nay with the 40? Watch my nigga gas a cut up when we leaving out this party. Pound game straight official, I'ma hit her with the missile. Gripping all on the pussy while I'm feeling on the nipples. Man, I barely get set, but I won't play with my nose. Next nigga jump stupid, and I'm trying to break his nose.
Long little donkey, man.
Man, this little donkey bitch, and I'm from Charlotte. Whip down with this 40, perfect picture like a target. Hit the club 50 deep and everyone retarded. We ain't come to shut it down, we gon' turn up the whole party. Bad bitches on my dick, cause they know I fuck a rod. But when killing this bitch, you know he cut him in the hardest. Ever seen a grown man do the nay-nay with the 40? Watch my nigga gas a cut up when we leaving out this party. Pound game straight official, I'ma hit her with the missile. Gripping all on the pussy while I'm feeling on the nipples. Man, I barely get set, but I won't play with my nose. Next nigga jump stupid, and I'm trying to break his nose. Young niggas with them thotties, bitch, I'm trying to take a soul. And I'm only 17, feel like I'm 30 years old. You gon' need more than a chopper, trying to get me on the floor. Swear you waking up the devil when you kicking on my door. Cause these boogers hit the tension like you're blowing on your nose. Fuck the nigga baby mama, but we kept it on the low. And I will not say a name, or I'm fucking up the scope. Me and Youngin' in the trap, smoking weed on the floor. Got the chopper by the door, tuck and roll, I'ma blow. Hit the shower, bleach down, take the money till I go. me and J-Way link up, man, we trying to fucking blow. A lot of niggas, yeah, they hate, man, I'm steady chasing cake. I was in the pen straight, no ravioli, but I ate. Punch a nigga in his face, or right above his waist. And lil' mama put the straight, yeah, straight. But no, I ain't hungry, and no, I ain't ate. I'm finna beat the bitch down, yeah, down. Pussy is the ocean, then lil' donkey better drown. I swear you finna go down, yeah, down. Plan B with damn, all my rounds want around. Now I'm back to getting money, I'm getting blunt. Hit the skating ring with my bitch and I ain't frank. Put the block on hold, it's kinda cold. Pass the cell to West, cause he's still in the mold. Transactions never stop, just hit the block. We got everything you need, from CDs down to Glock. Couple diamonds in his watch, can't see the clock. When I whip down this top, I bet I can have his watch. Me and WAP, I see tripping about the chicken. Bald head ass bitch in the kitchen doing dishes. Man, he's swearing lane to lane with diamond rings. So we jump out of the Tarzan and hit him for everything.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening? It's your boy, the DJ Spitsum, and you are now tuned into Street Monsters Radio. Coming up in exactly 3 minutes after this quick commercial break, we have Afro Explicit, man. Like, listen, listen, man. Big shout out to Bianca. Big shout out to everybody in the group, man. I am honored to have you guys on the show. You hear me? But I just lost my train of thoughts right there. I just lost my train of thoughts. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into this last song right here before we have Miss Bianca come up, okay? So, this is Danny Lee with Easy. Keep it locked.
Just relax your mind and take it easy.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Oh shit! Oh, sorry. You know, I was out here trying to sing, you know, but you know, I can't sing. But if I could, though, don't hate. You feel me? Not hating at all. For those who's just not tuning in, man, this is Radio, and I am your host, the DJ. Want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at the official. That is spelled the official. If you don't know how to spell official, you should not be artist. That is spelled STRITSUMRADIO at gmail.com. And make sure you visit the website www.ifm-radio.com. Okay, but we have something really, really special right now, you know. So let's go ahead and bring the homies in on the line. Afro Exquisite, what's happening?
What's up? How's everybody doing? I am super excited to have Alassi and TJ along with us. Maybe we'll get Mozeek in on the line with us in a little bit. But you guys, my name is Bianca. I am the creator of Afro Explicit, and I have a few people with us today. We're going to talk about micro, gosh, y'all. The word really just slipped my mind. What is it?
Microaggression.
Thank you. That's why I love you guys. You always there to fill in my words when I don't have them quite yet. But I did want to provide our listeners with a little bit of back info on a little bit of Afro Explicit and let you guys know what we're here to achieve. You know, with Afro Explicit, we really want to allow those of color to start the conversation without censorship by giving the narrative back to those who have been silenced. And I think in this day and age, that's something that's extremely important, you know, because a lot of us feel as if we have been silenced with everything that's going on. And I mean, if you look around the world now, hey, you can see everybody standing up and unifying, and we're trying to get the world to see are those who are ignorant to the fact of what's going on that, hey, Black lives matter. Our lives do matter. So that's what we're doing. We're starting the conversation, and we're taking it to the streets, and we're making sure everybody is aware of our message, you know. With that being said, I think we should go ahead and just jump right into the topic of microaggressions in our workplace. Alassi, could you provide us with, like, a breakdown of what microaggressions are?
Most definitely, Bianca. Okay, so... Hi, I'm Alassi Mahala. You can follow me on Instagram at Alassi_MissX, and I'm definitely glad to be here with Afro Explicit, talking about microaggressions, how they affect us Black people, particularly in the workplace. So microaggression is a brief or common, a daily verbal, behavioral kind of environmental communication. So, you know, when you're in an environment, there are subtle cues or subtle things that the people around you can often do that can kind of make you feel, I don't know, maybe out of place or like you're being highlighted or just being subjugated out. So whether those things are intentional or unintentional, that kind of transmits a hostility, and that hostile feeling, that derogatory or negative message that's being targeted at a person who is in a subjugated group, meaning a minority, or if you're the only Black person, especially on a job, or one of few Black people on a job, you can kind of feel those microaggressions, so being left out of conversations, just not being, when you said hello, nobody saying hello back, those little things can be construed as microaggressions. And they kind of go in as well with the unconscious bias. So sometimes they don't even know that they're doing it, and that's understandable. But because they learn stereotypes or what they see from Black people isn't really necessarily what they deal with every day, these stereotypes can cause automatic and unintentional, deeply ingrained kind of behaviors that transmit into microaggressions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's very well put, Alassi. And whether you realize it or not, I mean, if you're a minority, honestly, it's likely that you may have experienced some type of microaggression. And that's usually just because, you know, people aren't aware. Again, that's what Afro Explicit here for, to make everybody aware, you know, of different microaggressions and just different things in the Black community that needs to be voiced.
Right. Quick question. How does it feel to be Black in America?
To be Black in America, also, I feel like it's a superpower for one to be black in America. But when you're not able to be who you truly are and voice your opinion and stand on your word in all your glory and all your blackness, it feels like you've been silent.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with that one, too.
Anybody else want to add to that?
I was just thinking as Violet suggested. We are our circumstances that brought us here. We are history, all that, but we're also people. And I think sometimes being black in America, it's hard to find the balance between who you are and who you were and what you got to stand for and just being a person. So that ties into the black experience as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with Velocity as well. Hi, guys. My name is Ken. Am I heard right now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my name is TJ, and you can reach me or contact me at TJ McClinton on Facebook. But yeah, definitely being black in America is for me a serious balance of when to basically let those microaggressions slide, and then when to stand on my word and have to be, as a black man and as a black king, dominant. In those areas, in those stances, so that we get the same respects and the same treatment and the same opportunities as other groups who live here in this country we call America, you know. And I know that microaggression is a very serious thing for me, because for me what it means is having to constantly defend or, like, set the tone in the workplace. You know, a lot of times when we're in the workplace, things are said, there's a lot of undertones. I know I experienced one issue at work when the riots and all of the stuff was happening with George Floyd. And, you know, instead of, you know, my superiors at work, not superiors, but my boss, the management, coming to me and just asking me how I felt about things, or if I was okay even, you know, their perspective to their iceberg, his icebreaker for the conversation was, don't you have a riot to get to? You know, so that type of thing, you know, those type of vibes. And, you know, I had to stand on that as a black man and be like, no, to be honest with you, me personally, you know, I don't feel like protesting is an effective means these days, but I don't think that you can judge any response from anybody. As far as me, I'm going to stand on my family and stand on my community in a strong way that I feel is effective. And I think that economics and infiltration of politics will be a lot more effective means of dealing with that, you know. But to have to put it politically correct, when really what I wanted to say was, what do you mean when he said that comment, explains more of what we're dealing with as black people in America. The fact that we have to explain ourselves, the fact that people aren't socially conscious and culturally conscious and aware of our stance and the way that we should be respected and treated civilly.
Right.
Especially in a nation that is so hypersensitive to everything. And it's like when y'all just decide with us now, all that sensitivity, all that decorum, all of those things that y'all have set up, all that etiquette just goes out of the window when you're dealing with black people. But
when
we're not supposed to acknowledge that we have to, in fact, have a higher standard of decorum, a higher standard of etiquette when we reply, but you somehow forgot all the decorum in your discussions and your communications with us, and we're supposed to just ignore that.
Right.
And for black people in America, I don't know about everybody, but I'm very, very history conscious and aware of the history of America. So it's almost like a double slap in the face, because we built this country. This country is built on my ancestors and my people and my family, you know what I'm saying? Just a few generations before me, their hard work, their labor, their organization, their ideas. You know, we can go on and on about the positive black inventions that have been contributed to society, the stoplight, you know, on and on and on, like I said. But the fact that we are denied that and then also appropriated and then also given the lesser, just consciously, like in people's subconscious, we are the lesser. You know, like I was talking to a good brother of mine, and he was explaining to me how you can't have a white supremacist system, or you can't have an unjust system economically, if there's nobody to oppress. You know, so, you know, also balancing the responsibility of ourselves as a community to network with each other. You know, there's at my workplace, there's me and one other black guy. And at times I don't feel as though he's in the same bracket or the same mindset as me, as far as standing on who we are. It's a serious task for me at every job I go to because I have a policy. I will not fit into a corporate structure. I will condition those within that corporate structure who are not culturally aware or culturally appropriate on how I am to be treated as a black man in America. You know, but that is taxing. That's tiring. It's extra.
Yeah, that's another job. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole another job within itself. Like, you know, when you're young, we hear these things in our community. My mother, and I'm sure like a lot of you guys' mothers or the people in your family, somebody has told you, especially as a black male, they say I heard this when I was young. You have two strikes against you already, TJ. One is that you're black, and two is that you're male in America. Okay, so I already have two strikes coming out the gate, and I know that this is a saying that is common in the black community across the United States of America. So I already have a predisposition psychologically and physically and just in our regular awareness and consciousness that I have to go harder. I have to not only perform academically, I have to not only perform on a superior level as far as my work or my skill or my task or my trade, but also I have to deal with not being respected for that civilly. And that's just is what we have to deal with right now in America. And I thank Octavius and I thank this platform for allowing us and Afro Explicit to come and give our perspective on what it means to be black in America.
Okay.
There you go. I think you guys summarized it pretty well. You know, we're here. We want to have our voice heard, and we want to ensure that, you know, we're doing it in a respectful way, but also in a way that gets the point across because, you know, so many years of being silenced and just because, you know, hey, someone may feel as if you give us an opportunity that does not mean as if we must bow down or we must look at an individual as someone that is holier than thou. I feel like a lot of people may have that, you know, that mindset of holier than thou. However, that's when understanding comes into place. And understanding
right.
Yourself.
Right. And that's wonderful. Like, cause, and I agree with that, Bianca, totally. Because I think on both sides there has to be a complete understanding of who we are. Because if you look at the numbers, if you look at the history, we are not the aggressors. Okay, we are the most forgiving people that I've come across in any civilization as far as us forgiving oppression, forgiving slavery, forgiving segregation, forgiving police murders, forgiving, you know, and we're not even accredited with that factual narrative. You know, we don't even get that narrative put out in the media. We get no credit for that. You see what I'm saying? So it's almost like a double slap in the face. Not only am I going to disenfranchise you, not only am I going to oppress you, not only am I going to enslave you and segregate you and build wealth economically for my group of people, but also I'm not even going to give you a public apology. I'm not even going to give you reparations. I'm not going to give you any reciprocity for that. And I still expect you as black men and women to come out here and perform with a smile on your face in society and
actually and can't imagine what you would have to be mad about or upset about. How dare you? Aren't we feeding you? Aren't we told you? Aren't we giving you a job and a seat at the edge of the table?
Yeah,
aren't we? Didn't we? Haven't we done enough? But I see that we're about to have to go ahead and go on a break. But I wanted to piggyback off of when we get back, Terrell, what you were saying, because Malcolm X actually had some really good things about what you were saying as far as the representation and an education system for black people. I know we're getting off of the topic of dealing with microaggressions, but I think we got something good going. So, it's not a break now?
All right, you guys. I think we are off to a good start here, especially we're delving into what microaggressions mean to us or what microaggressions that we are experiencing currently. You know, for me personally, someone who has lots of call center experience, you know, I deal with having to switch up my voice. I'm sure if you guys are here, you can hear my little accent. I got a little southern accent, a little southern twang, you know, on top of it. So, you know, sometimes we get labeled as being ghetto or just being country. You know, people understand sometimes accents are hard to understand. However, it's certain people where you feel like you have to change your dialect altogether and you have to change your voice and how you are speaking, and slowly articulate your words in order for people to understand. People always want you to get on your level, or no, on their level, instead of understanding level that you are coming from.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when you call a call center where they don't even speak or know English, you're not even really allowed to really even, you know, like, say anything about their accent. But it's like, because we do have a, you can tell when you listen to a black voice, you can. There's an distinction to it.
Yep.
You can tell when you listen to a black man or a black woman, you can hear it in their voice and in their, the, just the way it sounds. And it's like, that is triggered as less intelligent automatically. And whereas other accents that may be like hard to hear or hard to understand, they're not necessarily denigrated as less intelligent.
Exactly, I would agree with that completely. And that is a part of the system of white supremacy at play in this nation. You know, like, because I hear that a lot. I hear it across the board about all minorities. I see white people all the time, or people of European descent, the European immigrants, all the time talking about how, you know, that they need to learn to speak English. You know, it's like a dominant thing. Like, everybody should come the way they are versus it being a neutral respect for everybody. So I would agree with you.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. And let me just add this real quick before we head to a break real quick. You know, America is a melting pot. You know, we're a diverse nation of people. You know, we have so many flavors. I feel as if we should all embrace it. Of course, it's going to take some time and understanding, but again, time and understanding, you can't go wrong without it. But all right, you guys, thank you for tuning in so far. We're about to go ahead and head into a quick break, or a quick song, actually. We are going to be listening to Kendrick Lamar, DNA. All right, DJ, hit us.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine, quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though. Flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this. Immaculate conception, I transform like this, perform like this. Wish y'all you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate. Then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tell. The front shit I've been through probably offend you. This is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead, redemption, scholars, father, dead, with kids, and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well hit, cartwheel in my estate, and I'm gonna shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. What the fuck you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And as a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside
this is why
my DNA.
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than race
inside
race
to years. I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, America. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa, sipping from a Grammy, parking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching in the van, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, I DNA.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
And this is Street Monsters Radio, and I am your host, the DJ Spit Some. For those that just now tuning in, man, we have Afro Explicit on the show. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at the official. That is spelled the official. If you can't spell official, then you should not be artist. That is spelled SPITSUMRADIO at gmail.com. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and bring in, yo, listen, Hut, I'm saying her name wrong. You know, like, I would like to say Alizé, but that's not how you say her name, so I'm not even going to say it, you know? And let's bring back.
Why is that driving you crazy? Accept that it's Alizé and just accept that the universe is telling me that's the cooler name. I don't know.
Right. So, back on the subject. So, what is the difference between being black in America as well as being white in America? Like, do you think that we already know that we have like really, really difficult time, you know? So, but do you think that white people go through the same situations as black people?
Not at all. Not prepared to talk about that at this time.
We actually are not prepared to talk about that at this time. We are segueing into how we can work with, like, working from home versus working for yourself versus working in an office is where we're going now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah, I work from home, you guys. I've been working from home for about 2 months now. I would say the difference between working from home and actually working in a call center environment is, honestly, I kind of have more, confidence in myself, you know, when I'm telling the customer what's right and what's wrong, what they're going to get and what they're not going to get. Yes, I know, you know. However, I still see where I do have to, you know, code switch. That's number one thing, code switching. That's not going to go anywhere. No matter who you're talking to, you got to learn how to switch up and wear different masks.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
That's great that you mentioned that, Bianca, because that was a big thing when I was working in my first accounting job. So I had worked various plants. I had worked in the call center. I had worked in restaurants, but my first office accounting job, where I'm the youngest and only black person there, and this is right after I graduate college and get the degree, that's all the hype, whatever. But it was like, oh my goodness, okay, now I'm in a middle class situation, but all my coding, all my language, all of my reactions are coming from poverty and survival instincts. And it was a very, like, I end up reading a book and end up having getting a mentor and connecting with a mentor who was an older Caucasian lady, but she was actually from India. She had, like, a different background, but she was an older Caucasian lady, and she definitely helped me to not – that wasn't the place for me, and that gap couldn't be bridged, but it definitely helped me bridge the gap as far as knowing that I had to elevate my code and my language in order to be successful
mm-hmm.
in the career that I was now in.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's
and then,
something we don't always have to – a mentor to
right.
bring us in to the new fold.
Mm-hmm. Right. And don't get me wrong, it's awesome to know how to code switch and how to communicate with a diverse variety of individuals because
mm-hmm.
we all come
mm-hmm.
from different backgrounds, you know. You know, the issue does come into play where when people know where you're coming from, they understand what you're saying, but they still try to, you know, play you when it comes down to your words, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know,
it's
they're trying to
be hip and love hip hop and love the language when it acts like I said boo at work one time to a white woman. I was like, oh, you got a boo or something. She was like, boo? Bitch, you heard boo. Like, stop it. Like, that is so old. Like,
right.
you heard boo. Let's not
too.
Do that. Like,
right. I would agree with you, ladies, absolutely on that, too. Like, because a lot of times, you know, their undertones are, it's like pretend ignorance, you know. Really in a way to dismiss you and to disassociate themselves from you and the culture. Like, but they
mm-hmm.
they love the same songs that come on the radio. They can sing those. They know all
mm-hmm.
the ad-libs. But then when you're talking to them in regular conversation, they don't want to associate themselves with it, you know. So it's like,
they
we
know
love
so
you,
well they got to sing that song with
you.
The nigga in it. That's their favorite song ever. They have
right.
to sing that
their
song on Instagram.
Song.
That's their favorite song. All their favorite songs say nigga. So, but they don't know any
the
of the language.
Of the music,
oh my
they
God.
Are the number one consumers mm-hmm. of the culture mm-hmm. and of the music, and it's obviously appropriated too, to high degrees, and that mimics. I see the same thing in the workplace. Yes, I see it in the workplace, like to where they'll be like, "Hey," like they say hi and hey, good morning to other people, but when they see me in the morning, "Hey, what's up, dog? What's going on?" Like, why the dog? And
oh, you get a hey? Because mine is ignored. It's like I'm speaking some other language. Like,
right. And I think that is a good perspective too. Like the whole working at home perspective. I would love to have some time to work at home. I always have to go into, because I'm a granite fabricator, so I have to see my work. I have to actually do my work and deal with other people in a shop setting. And although we're a small shop setting, we are high production. And so I see my owner, I see the boss, and he's making multi-million dollars off of this business and thousands of dollars weekly off of these kitchens that we're fabricating. And he really disassociates himself from his staff, his workers, a lot. And chooses who and who not to associate with. And a lot of that is based on his ability to relate to those people. I see the people who he relates to more, he associates with more. The people he doesn't relate to more, he doesn't associate as much with. And me being one of the only out of two black people, I'm not high on that list. You know, like I do my
and you a black,
I do
black
my thing.
With the locks and everything.
Right, I'm black.
You black, black.
Right, so I'm standing on it. I'm not really black conformist, so, but I do see, I do, now, to be honest, I have gotten, like how you said, you got somebody that was Caucasian, an older Caucasian white lady who kind of like had an interest and she could kind of relate somewhat. I do see areas where my boss does relate to me versus other people because he felt like he has a sense that he built his business up on his own. But a lot of, and I feel like a lot of businesses and a lot of companies feel like, you know, with these CEOs and these people who started subconsciously or subliminally from the bottom, what I like to say subliminally from the bottom, because it's really not. They were still positioned economically over time throughout their family and throughout the freedom, the free labor during slavery and stuff for them to be economically positioned to be business owners and to be in whatever particular industry they're in. So that's the thing that I want to make people aware of, too, in the workplace, that we have to understand this system has been going on and has been planned out, you know, years, hundreds of years in advance for us to be in this position. And I just want to know what us as a people, what are we going to do about it? You know, how do we change these things?
That's the most important part as we continue to move forward is changing the narrative.
Yeah.
And I want to say about the lady who I found as a mentor, she was not – she took interest in me, but it was – it has to do with the fact that, like I said, she was from India, and her position in the company, I was an accountant, but she was a sort of seven of us. So I'm the youngest person there, but I'm an accountant, but she doesn't have a degree, and she's the receptionist. And so that was why she was able to, one, keep me sane and be like, okay, it's okay. The emperor really doesn't have any clothes on. You're not the only one who sees this. And also it was that dynamic in our positioning that made it possible for her to be a mentor to me. I don't think if we had both been accountants, she would have even had the time for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that would have been the same situation. But I do appreciate her nonetheless. Nonetheless, I appreciate anybody who comes in my life and helps it. So I'm definitely appreciative.
And TJ, just to piggyback off of what you were saying, you mentioned a very important part here about what are we going to do to change this going forward, you know.
Yeah,
I think number one, you have to be comfortable with who you are as an individual. You know, us black people, speaking to y'all specifically, be comfortable with who you are, you know, for one. Don't feel the pressure to, you know, assimilate to a culture that you don't necessarily understand. You know, stand on who you are, believe in yourself, and embrace who you are, you know, because at the end of the day, we know that they like to appropriate our culture. You know, once they understand that we are not going to change who we are, defending with who they expect us to be, you know, then there's a more sense of comfort simply because we're breaking down the walls of ignorance at that point. You're starting to understand, hey, this is me, this is who I am. I'm not going to change just because of who you are, and you may feel uncomfortable. But
I think it's beyond that, too. Like, I appreciate things like the Crown Act, which because it's not necessarily even – because sometimes you're not – I know when I – because like when I got my degree, part of my change, and it was a pivotal time of change in my life, but I cut off all my hair and took a big chop. And presenting natural hair, natural or locks or anything in a job interview can sometimes cut you off from even ever being able to explain yourself or who you are, what you have to bring to the table, because right there you're cut off. right there, you're ostracized from the opportunity. And
right.
I think I appreciate acts such as the Chronic, such as legislation that is more dealing with the specific, being Black specifically, instead of this multicultural legislation or multicultural that's specifically with the Black experience. I think we need to push for more stuff that's just like, hey, if something really happened because I'm Black, not because I'm a minority, not because I'm an urban,
right.
A city youth, because I'm darker,
right.
this is happening
Period.
To me. And,
right.
yeah.
Yeah,
but
and
also
I was completely
with the kids too.
It's based on the oppression and the systematic sort of like denial of us allowing to be who we are. It's a system. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, it has nothing to do, because they don't care if you're a lawyer. Like, the whole police brutality issue is not specific to people who are criminals who are living in the hood. I just read a story about a lawyer who was pulled over and brutally attacked by the police and also arrested unjustly. And they didn't even know he was a lawyer for the city. You know, he was an attorney for the city in which he was in. So, of course, they were in a whole heap of trouble. But it's basically, we're being attacked and we're being discriminated against just simply because we're Black. It has nothing to do with really how you were raised or where you're from. And that's my main solution, is to just be you, you know, because like we have people in the Afro-explicit group, you know, who were raised around a lot of European immigrants or so-called white people. And they speak proper, and then they get kind of, I know Destiny was one member, and she, you know, she got kind of like treated a certain way because she spoke what white people would call proper English. I can speak with both. I can relate to Bianca, to where you have to code your voice to appropriate with whoever you're talking to in a situation, and that is taxing and it's tiring, you know, and it's exhausting mentally and subconsciously for us as people. So I feel like it's a strong need for us as a unit to kind of like go every day into these places in these communities, especially when you work outside of your community, you know, when you go in these places to represent who you are in a respectful and civilized manner, you know, but not compromise yourself. Like, as a Black man, I refuse to compromise myself in my workplace, and it's actually paid off for me, is my experience, because now they have to conform to who I am. You know, like, we're in a small shop, there's maybe 10 people there. I control the radio, so we're listening to Black Talk Radio, or we're listening to R&B, or we're listening to rap throughout the day. And it's cool, because they love our culture. They actually, these 15 guys in there actually love, they listen to country too, but they love the baby. You know what I'm saying? They love the baby. So it's like, you know, when I play it, so, and it forces them to look at me in a different light too. But I have absolutely noticed that they take advantage of that as well. And some people, you know, I want to caution Black people as well, and then I'm going to let somebody else speak here real quickly, but this is the last thing. I just want to caution people too. Don't actually deflect every approach by a white person in ignorance at your workplace, because I had an example today where a guy started it off. Nick, he's a cool guy, new sales guy, selling some stone in there. And Nick is like, "Hey, Todd, you're Black, right?" And I'm like, "Yo, where is this going?" Like, you know, off the grip. I'm like, "Well, I said," and this is what I said. I said, "Nick, for real, you know, I'm going to just let you know." I told him just in this tone. I said, "I'm going to let you know, Nick, in our community, you know, the ones of us that are conscious, we identify, you know, it's like melanated beings, you know, like Black is like a crayon color. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, we have melanin, you don't have melanin." You know, I kind of school them that type of way, like in an intellectual way, but still with my urban, my urban slang or whatever, you know, and approach to it. Right. You feel what I'm saying, because if you feel what I'm saying in these rap songs, and when the baby playing in the back while we back there polishing, you feel what I'm saying in this conversation. And since you want to know, I'm going to let you know exactly what's going on from a strong Black male's perspective, not someone who's trying to assimilate, someone who's trying to fit in, someone who is demanding that we be treated equally. You know, none of this issue has to do with Black on white. He said, "Well, yeah, I think that these issues today are going to lead to one or two things, either a civil war with the people against the government, or a race war between white and Blacks." And I said, "Well, to be honest with you, it may lead to both, because if it's a civil war versus the have-nots, you're going to have ignorant people on your side and on my side that are going to make that a personal thing versus white versus Black. There's nothing we can do to help that. You see what I'm saying? All we can do on those levels, that makes it personal, and we have to defend your own place in your own home. But as a community, we have to stand together, especially in the workplace and in other places, as far as who we are, and just we have to start refusing to assimilate, man. We just got to be proud, you know?
Right?
And be proud.
That's why
I'm very proud of who I am.
Yeah. You have to be able to educate yourself. You have to educate one another. You know, that's why we have these, you know, these great parties. And we have, you know, like the Black Panther Party. Come on now. We were protecting one another first, you know. It's not even to be a radical group. It's just about making sure our brothers and sisters know the proper knowledge they need in order to survive, you know, in these streets or even in a schooling system. And honestly, even in white society. You know, we have to. It's sad that we do have to educate one another on that, but it is something that we do have to do. It starts with that. You know, we have to unite one another before we can unite with anyone else.
Exactly.
That's what I think needs. And my imagination for the it's like three parts going forward to affect change, and one of them is to definitely support each other in the workplace, outside the workplace. When you see another Black person, don't be trying to disassociate. Don't be afraid to be three Black people, four Black people, five Black people sitting at a table together. Don't be afraid to come together with other Black people you see. Two, I think we need to definitely, as we create more businesses and more of us become entrepreneurs, there has to be a focus, a laser focus, as it has been for generations with their people, to get Black people in those positions. If the Black person isn't ready for that position, hire a white person and train a Black person under them, and then fire the white person like they do to your Black ass. Keep it moving.
That's exactly
how you and keep it going. I understand that our people may not necessarily have all the skills. I always get kind of frustrated with like Black artists and our community are higher up than our echelon when they're just telling like our youth, just put this money this and do this with that money, but they don't tell them about all the jobs that they hire white people to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're telling. When you go and speak to these Black people, if you can't find a Black person to hire in these positions, that's what you should be telling the youth. Be a fucking production manager. Be an executive producer. Be a stage prop. Be this. Be that. Be these things you never heard of, and get more Black people into those industries, and then continue to pull them up and lift them up. And the third thing we need to do is start with our children. We need to stop being more at home based and in our community based as far as the children, and making sure that we are letting them, like, giving them a sense of not just that you need to be a worker. We're not naming them so that their names look good on a job application. We're naming them so that they can brand and have for themselves later on. Who cares if they ever look good on to a white person on their application? Why are we naming our children that way? Like, why is that a constant thought to us that we need to be putting more focus on our kids and making sure that we're empowering them with more thoughts than to be a worker? But not necessarily being a worker is bad, because some people, we need workers, got to have some ants in order to build, but just kind of putting those more plants in the seed of entrepreneurship and self-development and self-want in our children on that.
Absolutely. Okay. And
well
last thing was so powerful because we have to look to the generations ahead. Dr. Boyce Watkins has a great economic approach, and he was saying like how it's absolutely criminal that us as a Black community, that we raise our kids up and expect them to go out in the system that we know is against them and expect them to be successful, essentially begging for jobs in this corporate structure, when we could create businesses and create revenue in the structure basically an employment base for our youth, ourselves within our communities. That is very, very huge. We have to start thinking ownership as far as land. Real estate, I'm huge into real estate. Real estate has made more millionaires than any other industry in America, because you always need land, you know. And so we have to start coming together as a community. A lot of people aren't aware of the laws that are necessary to build a community. If you got 150-plus people, depending on the state and the rules and regulations, you can police your own self. So why aren't we doing that? You know what I mean? And then creating
businesses
within that
community.
Because
we're so stuck in the rat race and in the jobs and selling our time for money, and we bought that hat, and there's not a good hat to wear. And so we got to put that hat down and do something different.
Yeah.
And I want
to
say that as we go forward,
we actually system that's not for us. Yeah, like, because the diplomacy and capitalism in America in this system was not designed actually for us, you know. And we were
in a time where we can crack that code. That's the great thing about the time we're in now. The information to get into the system is now not denied to us. So now we're in a time where we can tap into the system that definitely was built against us, but we can tap into it, and definitely with the children, set them up for a definitely better thing. And I want to say that as we continue Afroslicit, please continue to tune in, because as I grow with the Afroslicit and with my own mission, I would definitely be bringing more financial literacy to the Black community and such things. As did you know that at 8 years old, your child can have their first debit card for free. Not
Absolutely.
Nothing you have to pay for or subscribe to. You can control their money and teach them positive saving habits. Did you know that? I can give you more details later.
Free.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
We got to snap for that one.
We need every month standing up in the community. She's an accountant. We need our accountant people standing up. We need our lawyers standing up. We just need unity on all fronts. If you're an accountant, Alasi, I urge you, you know what I'm saying, to get with 10 other black, and you probably already in the process of doing this, knowing how you move and stuff, but, you know, get with 10 other accountants.
I was in a shell, and I thank Bianca for showing me how easy it is to reach out and grab your people. Thank you.
Thank you for proving it is possible.
I haven't felt this much unity, like unity without bias. Unit building with ideas and just creating this platform. It's been wonderful. I want to thank Octavius as well too for this radio platform, man. Everybody
Definitely.
In this group is just really down for building our community, and I applaud all of you, and I love all of you, and we're going to be successful in the future. We are going to make a change in this world if we continue this
energy. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we will.
But
we
if you're feeling my progressions, just know you're not the only one out there feeling them. You're not alone. Take a deep breath, meditate, do what you need to do. But you're not feeling, you're not crazy. Don't let them gaslight you, sis. Don't let them gaslight you, bruh.
No,
you are not crazy.
Mm-hmm. Know the strength that you hold within. That's all. Embody
Absolutely.
It. Embody who you are. My beautiful black brothers and sisters, embody it.
Yes. We are the people. We have to remember we are the original people of this planet. We're not even talking about a geographical location because it's irrelevant. We are the original people of every landmass of this planet. We are the ones who invented civilization. We are the ones who invented science, mathematics, astrology. Everybody came to us to learn. It's time to really step up to the responsibility that we have for this planet. You know, like look at the Aboriginal struggle for them people in the Amazon. You know, that's a huge thing. That's 30% of our breathing air, and they don't even think it's an issue. You know, they don't think, look at the pipelines with the water. They don't think, the establishment doesn't think that we have a right to free water. You know, we have to stand up for this planet, for future generations, or there will be none for us. You know, because it's blatant how they feel about us. We can talk about building economically together, but we also, this is my last mention too, we have to be prepared as a community to stand on that. You see what I'm saying? We got to have our lawyers standing up, ready to file these motions, and we got to have our cameras out, and we got to be recording these instances when we
and
build
our guns
these
locked and loaded.
And our guns
and legal.
Locked and loaded. I keep AR-15 locked and loaded with the green tips that's going through vests or cars or anything else because I refuse to be a victim. You know, too long we've had this victim mentality in our community. We shall overcome. No, we have overcome. We have arrived. Are you going to claim
it?
Are you going to sit back and watch
the drama? Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's
already upon you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It is already upon them.
Right.
Yep, because it's just too long. Because I know for one, and everybody in this group, I can pretty much agree that we're all on the same page with that. Enough is enough. You know, so we have to build on these platforms and take advantage of it. And I'm just super excited and super appreciative about the future. Thanks to Afro Explicit and thanks to Octavius on this radio station doing his thing. DJ Fist something. Shout out to DJ Fist something in a real major way for holding down Afro Explicit, man, and doing this thing, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to him. Y'all make sure y'all support this brother because he is really
willing.
We'll
be back next Wednesday. I think he wants to get into Black in America. But we weren't ready.
We were not ready.
Right. We was not ready at all, y'all. I think we're about to come up on a break here. We're about to come off.
Well, I'm about to go.
Now.
I'm about to go once again. I'm Lassie. Mahala, thank you guys for just wow. Thanks. And y'all continue to work. Breathe, meditate, even if you only do it for, if it feels funny, it feels weird. If you only get 2 minutes a day, then 3 minutes, then 4 minutes, take the time to be with your own mind. Please, and thank you.
Yes,
all right. Thank you, Alassie, for joining us. And I think we might wrap it up after this, but I know we are going on a break right now. DJ Spit Something hit us with Let Me Go by D Smoke.
I have a suspect in sight.
Stand down, officer. Backup's on the way.
Permission to fire.
Stand down.
Permission to fire.
Something in the water, something wrong. Something don't feel right, something going on. But we strong.
We're trying to dim our shine, but we gon' get it.
Super fire for the low.
You already know. Hurry up and let me go. Hurry up and let me go. 100% with the flow. I'm ready to blow. Hurry up and let me go. Hurry up and let me go. They killing niggas coast to coast. Police and they folks. But I'm God body, baby. Destroy my body, only freeing my soul. Open mind, open doors. The road that we chose. Fewer people choose to follow, and even fewer get to see where it goes. Bitch, my city wild, a Manchester child. Fifth Ave, I know where to go. Pull up to rallies, man, on my daddy fan. From the concrete sprouted the road. Calculated, calibrated maneuvers. My GPS ain't broke. Went to CVS for the backwoods. In the wood, it's a nigga named Smoke. Yell it. Super five for the low. You already know. Hurry up and let me go. Hurry up and let me go. 100% with the flow. I'm ready to blow. Hurry up and let me go. Hurry up and let me go.
There's something in the water, something wrong. Something don't feel right. Something going on. But we strong. We strong.
Listen. Un jovencito me paró. Y me preguntó si vamos a levantar la mano como el muchacho el puerco mató. Sangre en cada calle, cada montaña tiene valle. Cada valle puede tener un río rapidito cuando la lluvia cae. Mike, dime si tú has experimentado balas a la cara. Oye los disparos, oye cómo va. Había peleado y tiré putazos. Puro chingazo, puro party, mami, nunca me caso. Pero nunca diga nunca un lazo. Es algo bueno si mami es seria y puede aguantar lo bueno o lo malo. Dos tragos, tres vasos. Tres gritos para mis morenitos y vatos. Vente pa' acá, hablo pa' mi gente, nada para fácilmente yo lo hago. Así se queda sano.
Something in the water, something wrong. Something don't feel right, something going on. But we strong. We strong.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
What's happening? This is Street Monsters Radio, and I am your host, the DJ Spitsum. We have Afro Explicit Live on the show, and I'm super honored, man. Big shout out to Ember Rose. Big shout out to everybody that's holding it down, man, especially the black communities. We need more media outlets to actually get our voices out there. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and bring Bianca and TJ back. What's happening?
All right, you guys.
What's up, guys?
Big shout out to DJ Spitsum once again for having us on his platform.
Big shout out DJ Spitsum.
Right. I think we're about to wrap it up for tonight. TJ, did you have any last words for
him? Yeah, my last words for the people is just to build, guys. You know what I'm saying? Build whatever you do that can contribute to this movement and this positive energy that we have going in the country at this time. You know, come together with like-minded individuals and make sure that you build it. And be self-aware out here. You know, be self-aware to build on what Alasi just said. Definitely make sure you're meditating, you're taking some time for yourself, and that you're being conscious of your people in the situation that we're in, and anything you could do to just stand on who you are. I encourage people not to assimilate and to be you and to understand and make people respect the fact that we are black people, we are responsible people, we are proud people, and we have contributed so much good to society, and it's time to stand on that and to really be also compensated for that too. So it's nothing wrong for that. You know, so just power to my people, power to these movements, and power to this positive energy in the world, man. Black Lives Matter.
There you go. I feel like that was beautifully put. And thank you guys once again for tuning in. Once again, I am the creator of Afro Explicit. I think it's been like 2 weeks now. Over that time frame, I have been blessed to meet so many passionate individuals who actually do give a, excuse me, I'm going to say something there, who actually do give a darn about their community, and they are actually willing to put their best foot forward to make some type of change, you know. So if you see something in your community that is unjust, reach out, do something about it, speak up, say something, you know. And I promise you, it is so much more powerful and so much more power in speaking out on it than keeping silent, you know. We will not be silent. That's the whole purpose, you know. All right. But I'll take you guys out next time. And peace and love from Afro Explicit, y'all.
That was beautiful. That was definitely beautiful. Hey, listen, for the audience that's not tuning in, man, this is Free Monsters Radio, and I am DJ Strixon. Big shout-out to Afro Explicit, man. Big shout-out to TJ, too, man. Oh, and another thing, we are on the radio, but you can curse. I just noticed, like a lot of you guys, just cutting yourself off, but we can always curse on here, you know? Definitely. But coming up next, man, we're going to go ahead and get into a small mix of this YouTuber that was back that ass up. Keep it locked.
A nigga spend his cash, eh? His last, eh? Hold fire with your passion. Eh? They mad, dad. Eh? You can ride in the tag, eh? With that, eh? You can smoke up by your bag, eh? Aggressive, eh? Got money, I can pass, eh? And trash, eh? I'm a big time, a nigga, yeah. Pull a trigger, yeah. A player, hate a flipper, yeah. Great filler, yeah. I'm slanging wood, yeah. Out the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a nigga swimming large, yeah. On a hard, yeah. A smooth, yeah.
doing, girl, with all that?
What you doing with all that ass? Let me touch it.
Let me feel it.
She say it's mine, so I smack it when I fuck it. Freak in the bed, but innocent in public.
Wish you watch it.
She be hearing I ain't shit, but still she love me.
Ayy, water Fiji, hold his chin while he eat it. Fuck me in the mirror, cause he know his bitch conceited. Possessive with that pussy, he say I can't never leave him. Bitch, I bet not catch you looking at my nigga and I mean it.
Live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Major salute to Nevaeh JP. Major salute to Nevaeh JP, man. And if you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at official spit some radio. That is spelled the official. If you can't spell official, you should not be an artist. That is spelled SPITMRADIO. And big shout out to everybody that came through, man. Absolute explicit. I freaking love it. You feel me? And I am so honored to have you guys come on the show. I mean, big shout out. Let me go ahead and read the list, man. Big shout out to Amber Rose. Hold on. Give me 1 second, okay? All right. So we'll do it like this, man. Big salute to Shia Yearwood, Terrell Dungy, Bianca Gibson, Shanice, Jill Shabazz, Alizé Mahala, Chris Donovan, Sade, I don't know how to say your last name, so we're not even going to attempt that. Jenny Beat, Michael Bradley, Lila Simone, Heron the Third, Amber Rose, Skin Flicked Closet, Mozique Wagner, Ontario Chad, Shabby, Boss Sutton, TJ McClinton, Bally, and Destiny Allure. Big salute to all of you guys, but we're going to go ahead and get into this, which is Black with Pretty Little Ears. Keep it locked.
Do better, who better, you better. Been around like hella propellers. Wanna know who you with? Don't tell them. Come on, fellas. That ain't none of your biz. Got on your bodysuit, you know I'm on your ass today. Would you let me hit it thrice if I asked today? She know my shit, nothing but magic, babe. I be swinging it back and forth to you and your casket, babe. Girl, you on my best side, that she from the west side, Now I just wanna know, don't you sugarcoat, I'll say it all if you want. Now could you tell me like it is, pretty little fears, is it to my ears? Say it loud, say it proud, you wanted more. We open door, hit the couch, then the floor. I cut it up like a scissor, love galore. She never bored, there's so much shit we can do. You free to say whatever, baby, if you asking me. No limit when I'm in it, got a masterpiece. I'm hoping I don't have a fast release. Got me focused like I'm out here trying to get my masterpiece. Throwing up the peace sign, Girl, I'm from the east side. Girl, you on my best side, Say she from the west side, Now I just wanna know, don't you sugarcoat, I say it all if you want. Now could you tell me like it is, pretty little fears, is it to my ears? Don't you sugarcoat, I say it all if you want. Now could you tell me like it is, pretty little fears, is it to my ears?
I'm loving your light, vulnerable, letting your guard down, it's honorable, especially when the past ain't been that friendly to you, but there's magic in that. You the flower that I gotta protect to keep alive in the wintertime. Hey, don't you die yet. You've been way more than a friend of mine. We more like fam. I raised you, you raised me. Let's turn this whole life round. You can confide in me. I can take the weight up off your shoulder blades and try to store the pain inside of me. Hey, why the world do you like that? Like they don't know you, God sent, but me, I view you like that. I'm sneaking glances, thanking God that he drew you like that. Beautiful black child, come and shed your black cloud. For your vibe and your smile, I don't mind a little rain. I'm your dog, ears perk up at the sound of your name. Counting your mane, wild fire, can handle your flame. Download your shame, wild high, come drowning your fragrance. Shoot that red pill that a nigga found in the matrix. Before I had you, this shit was fantasy. You plant a seed, to grow some roots, a branch and leaves. Becomes a tree of life until our nights are filled with peace from stress and strife, and that's the blessing that I get from wife and you, cause you entrusted me with the key to your heart, beating you smart, cause even though I need a new start, due to my past transgressions, you believed in me, I guess the light I see in you is what you see in me, Lord, that she from the west side, and she see my best side,
I just wanna know, Don't you sugarcoat, I say it all if you want. Now could you tell me like it is? Pretty little fears, music to my ears.
That song right there is definitely amazing, man. That song right there is definitely amazing. Listen, before we go ahead and end the show, make sure you visit the website www.ifm-radio.com. Make sure you do tune in to the R&R show as well, you know? Make sure you tune in. But we are streaming on Spotify, iTunes, Roku TV, TuneIn, CastBox, and of course, Ball Talk Radio. You know what I'm talking about? And if you want to keep it locked with us, make sure you download your favorite music app and subscribe to IFM Radio Nation. My name is the DJ Spitzum. This was Street Monsters Radio, and we are out. Thank you guys for tuning in.
walking in the street, looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told him what hers was. He gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, a simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers, trading at the bus stop, single mothers waiting on a check to come, young teachers, students, doctors, sons on the front line, knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love, and you'll find that someday, soon enough, you will rise up, rise up, yeah. Back to the kitchen, talking to the driver about his wife and his children, on a run from a country where they put you in prison for being a woman and speaking your mind. And she looked in his eyes in the mirror and he smiled. One conversation, a single moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own.